Part 1, June 1969. Both sides now. They are leaving for Nantucket on the third Monday in June, just as they always do. Jesse's maternal grandmother, Exalta Nichols, is a stickler for tradition, and this is especially true when it comes to the routines and rituals of summer. The third Monday in June is Jesse's 13th birthday, which will now be overlooked. That's fine with Jesse. Nothing can be properly celebrated without Tiger anyway. Jessica Levin, rhymes with heaven, she tells people, is the youngest of her mother's four children. Jesse's sister Blair is 24 years old and lives on Commonwealth Avenue. Blair is married to an MIT professor named Angus Whalen. They're expecting their first baby in August, which means that Jesse's mother Kate will be returning to Boston to help, leaving Jesse alone with her grandmother on Nantucket. Exalta isn't a warm and fuzzy grandmother who bakes cookies and pinches cheeks. For Jesse, every interaction with Exalta is like falling headlong into a pricker bush. It's not a question of whether she will be stuck, only where and how badly. Jesse has floated the possibility of returning to Boston with Kate, but her mother's response was, "You shouldn't have to interrupt your summer." "It wouldn't be interrupting," Jesse insisted. The truth is, coming back early would mean saving her summer. Jesse's friends Leslie and Doris stay in Brookline and swim at the country club using Leslie's family membership. Last summer, Leslie and Doris grew closer in Jesse's absence. Their bond made up the sturdiest side of the triangle, leaving Jesse on shaky ground. Leslie is the queen bee among them because she's blonde and pretty, and her parents are occasionally dinner guests of Teddy and Joan Kennedy. Leslie sometimes gives Jesse and Doris the impression that she thinks she's doing them a favor by remaining their friend. She has enough social currency to hang with Pammy Pope and the really popular girls if she wants. With Jesse gone all summer, Leslie might disappear from her life for good. Jesse's next older sister, Kirby, is a junior at Simmons College. Kirby's arguments with her parents are loud and fascinating. Years of eavesdropping on her parents' conversations have led Jesse to understand the main problem. Kirby is a free spirit who doesn't know what's good for her. Kirby changed her major twice at Simmons. Then she tried to create her own major, gender and racial studies, but it was rejected by the dean. And so Kirby decided she would be the first student ever to graduate from Simmons without a major. Again, the dean said no. "He said graduating without a major would be like attending the commencement ceremony in the nude," Kirby told Jesse. "And I said he shouldn't tempt me." Jesse can easily imagine her sister striding across the stage to accept her diploma in just her birthday suit. Kirby started participating in political protests while she was still in high school. She marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. from Roxbury through the slums and dangerous neighborhoods to Boston Common, where Jesse's father picked Kirby up and took her home. This past year, Kirby marched in two anti-war protests and got arrested both times. Arrested! Jesse's parents are running out of patience with Kirby. Jesse overheard her mother saying, "We aren't giving that girl another dime until she learns to color inside the lines." But Kirby is no longer their biggest concern. Their biggest concern is Jesse's brother, Richard, known to one and all as Tiger, who was drafted into the U.S. Army in April. After basic training, Tiger was deployed to the Central Highlands of Vietnam with Charlie Company of the 12th Regiment of the 3rd Brigade of the 4th Infantry. This situation has rocked the foundation of the family. They'd all believed that only working-class boys went to war, not star receivers from Brookline High School. Everyone at school treated Jesse differently after Tiger was deployed. Pammy Pope invited Jesse to her family's annual Memorial Day picnic. Jesse declined out of loyalty to Leslie and Doris, who hadn't been included. And the guidance counselor, Miss Flowers, pulled Jesse out of class one Monday in early June to see how she was doing. The class was home economics, and Jesse's leaving inspired enormous envy in all the other girls who were battling with their sewing machines in an attempt to finish their navy corduroy vests before the end of the term. Miss Flowers brought Jesse to her office.